5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When we've done the elimination game in the past, the most fierce have often been food-related, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Boiling that down to its very base, we present Food Wars.
How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it. Just eat it.
All right. Variety of food-related topics.
Yes.
I will ask you to pick one. Whoever picks the one gets the first answer, but if other people agree, then we're done.
Okay.
If you don't, the debate shall begin.
All right.
I'm sorry. The food war shall begin.
Oh, the food war. Okay.
Hot Wings, you may start. Choose between 1 and 50.
2.
What is, pound for pound, the best potato chips that you can buy?
Pound for pound, the best potato chips you can buy. Honestly, I love what are they called? Ruffles Naturals.
You must love them.
Well, they
Ruffles
changed the
Naturals.
Yeah, they changed the name. Yeah, it's potatoes and oil. That's it. And sea salt. So there's nothing like really crazy in it. Like, you know what you're eating. It's all real. But I think they're good. I really like them.
Joe?
I don't... This is going to sound insane, but I don't really like chips that much. But, you know, I'll bet most people would think that Doritos are the best.
Ugh, I hate Doritos.
I do, too.
I despise potato chips.
Oh, yeah, those are corn chips. Yeah. Or those are fake cheese with
it's
corn.
It's a whole different category.
You're right, yeah.
Potato chips.
I don't know. Crunchers.
Do they still sell those?
I'm not passionate about this category. I'm still not passionate about this.
It's got to be a Wavy Lays.
You and Hot Wings are kind of on the same page, right?
But Ruffles are better than Lay's.
No.
I like Lay's brand in
general. You like the yellow bag?
I like the yellow bag. But if I'm going to.
You can't use chip dip on those, though.
Yeah, you can. You can do French
not
onion
easily.
Dip. Oh, yeah, they do break.
They're
easily.
Too breaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're
a little. Fork, though,
you need, because the other ones are like corrugated metal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're better for dipping.
Yeah, they have strength.
Regardless of whether it's a Wavy Lays or a Ruffles, they're both much better for dipping.
More structurally sound.
Yes, absolutely.
What were those chips we had in here that were voodoo flavored?
Oh, my God, those are the best. They are called voodoo chips.
From New Orleans, yeah.
The best chip.
What about the stuff you brought in, the wrap snacks?
Wrap snacks are the best chip.
No, they weren't.
I am passionate about wrap snacks.
They're all overrated.
Yes. Y'all ever had pickle chips?
They're the only chips I buy. Pickle chips are good. Bloody Mary chips. You ever had those?
Once and for all. The best chips.
Those aren't potatoes, though.
Yeah, you really struggle with what
are potatoes.
What
are you talking about?
They're pickle-flavored potato chips?
Yeah.
Oh, when you said pickle chips, I think of,
pickle
flavor. Is there an answer on that?
Yeah, Cape Cod Waves sea salt kettle cooked potato chips. They are the best.
Oh, okay.
Cape Cod what?
I don't.
None of us guessed that.
Cape Cod Waves kettle cooked chips. No, that's the answer. That's,
I mean, I do.
I'm telling
I know.
You, that's the right answer.
I do like the dark. I do
there's
like
not
the
an
darker
answer.
Chip.
It's an opinion question, but that's the answer. So
okay.
Yeah, the darker chips have a little more flavor. I don't know if I've had the Cape Cod ones. But
they're good.
Yeah.
I still like the voodoo ones.
They have them here, but I don't think I've had them.
Wrap snacks. And they have wrappers on them.
Joe,
yeah.
Other than 2, pick a number between 1 and 50.
3.
Ooh. What is the best mall food court option of all time?
Oh.
I hate food courts. Oh, yeah, I don't like
so
it when the smells mix together.
Stupid.
Oh, I love food courts.
Great.
Are you kidding me?
Why does whatever I'm getting have to smell like Chinese food?
Oh, that's the best, too. Mall Chinese food? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That
it's
chicken
so good,
and juices?
It's so cheap, too.
Oh, man.
And that person that goes around with the wet rag that's never been laundered and picks up trays with a blank stare
oh,
in their
Marta.
Face, they always mm-hmm. freak me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blun. Come on, Blun, get your
that
trays.
That is definitely where Blun works.
God, they are such good workers, though. They're always there.
They're always there. Yeah, it's like they live there.
I know.
All right, Joe, best mall food court option.
Yeah, Auntie Anne's Pretzels, the pretzel place.
It's usually in the food court, though.
No.
It's usually near
can't even
it.
Follow
it's
the
often
rules.
Near it.
Hey, yeah. Give us a potato chip. Doritos. Give us something from the mall food court. I don't know. Chess King.
Who else has worked in the mall?
You are the worst
yeah,
at this.
I mean,
I work in a mall.
I have.
Yeah.
I think Auntie Anne's qualifies, though, as food
wasn't
court.
It in mine was
no.
in the food court at that mall?
No.
At
the,
other,
one, the one at the mall here, there's two there's
it's
two
literally
of
in
them,
the food
and
court.
One of them is in the food court, yeah. And the other one is on the other
it's
side.
So great that there's two of them
yes.
in one mall, idiot.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like that's a meal, you know?
Yeah.
That's just
oh,
a
what'd you have for lunch?
Snack.
Pretzels with yeah. butter?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, wait.
Yeah,
well,
mean,
first off, yeah, it is, because that's what I would have for lunch when I worked at the Gab.
Yeah, I would too. Who am I kidding?
I had a Cinnabon for lunch, so no judgment here.
I never went anywhere else. But also, well, did it have to be a meal? It just said restaurant.
It just said best food court option of all
yeah.
time.
Oh, yeah.
China Mac.
Yeah, that's an option.
Of course, this turns into a debate about where it's actually located.
Uh-huh.
It's in the food court.
It's going exactly as
or
planned.
Just down from the food court.
This is the Turkish version of
yeah.
mall rats.
I didn't say yeah. in the middle of the mall. Next to the flying helicopter place.
Dude, Auntie Anne's, yeah. I picked that place.
Steve?
That's tough to beat.
Everyone likes it.
Like, yeah.
It's,
and they're solid. Like, you're never going to get a bad one. They never accidentally give me a hard pretzel.
Yeah, I think whatever the Chinese food place
pretzel
is.
Pretzel rod. All right, we're out of soft pretzels. Here's our pretzel rod.
Never
damn it,
go,
man.
Yeah, don't go to Uncle Rod's. Auntie Anne's is good. Uncle Rod's is crap.
Oh, my God.
It's
oh,
just
yeah.
a bag of rolled gold.
Yeah, I mean, you should always steer away from anybody named Uncle Rod.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
He's
Kelly? Super into young fingering.
Kelly?
Do it.
Mall Chinese food? Is my answer.
That is not that. A restaurant.
Yeah, Steve said that.
I said China Max is the one that
okay.
was in the Augusta, Georgia Mall.
You
and
think
then
that's
Mandarin
better than
Express.
Panda?
We didn't have, it was Augusta, Georgia. We didn't have Panda Express in the mall. That had its own standalone. That was a fancy place people went.
The answer is obviously Sbarro's. Where else can you get pizza that was cooked mm-hmm. maybe a day earlier that
ew.
Sits on a shelf?
In New
and
York
then
City.
They throw it into an oven. It's the most authentic New York pizzeria
yeah.
there is. And
mm-hmm.
then those pepperonis, they bowl perfectly when cooked in order to hold all of the grease, so each pizza slice comes with little drinking cups on it.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever seen an idiot get a spaghetti at a Sbarro?
We did.
I did too.
When
uh-huh.
we used to have to fly through
Cleveland.
There were
yeah.
two restaurants, Sbarro and Subway, right next to each other in the terminal we would go through, and a guy ordered spaghetti at that Sbarro, and we laughed at him for an hour.
Hey, do you want
you got
canned pasta yeah. on a paper plate?
Sbarro pasta?
No,
did
disgusting.
The employees just look at him like, what?
Were they out of SpaghettiOs at Hudson News?
Yeah, they didn't even know what to scoop it with. What?
Oh yeah,
it's been.
They
it's just always been there.
They use their thin pizza to get the spaghetti out of the container.
All right, so it looks like Auntie Anne's is winning that one.
Yeah,
yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I would go with
maybe
Auntie
the Chinese
Anne's
place,
one.
But I'm voting Auntie Anne's.
I mean,
Chinese,
possibly
so.
Sbarro.
Maybe Sbarro.
You
I
cannot mean, beat the teriyaki chicken over fried rice, and mm-hmm. then once that teriyaki sauce is all over the rice, you can practically drink it. There is nothing.
I mean,
better.
Maybe, but I haven't had it. So.
Oh.
I would
dang.
Like Chinese food if it was a little less ethnic. Just kidding. Steve, choose a number.
I wish they made sandwiches at Chinese restaurants.
Yeah. If they just make a sandwich like Subway or, you know, Quiznos. Steve, choose a number between 1 and 50.
22.
What's the right way to make a PB&J? Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, with mayonnaise and mustard.
The right way?
I'm not sure
wrong.
I
oh, with ham and cheese.
I'm not sure I understand the question. But.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
oh, yeah. No, there's definitely a right way.
Two pieces of bread.
All uh-huh. right. We're on the right track, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter on one. Jelly on the other.
What are you, idiot?
Just put it together.
I could tell that Steve is waiting for someone to yell at him. That seems like the way. Except I prefer a layer of butter on each side so that everything goes on a little smoother. You know, grease it up for the peanut butter. Grease it up for the jelly. Mash it together. Toast it. That's the best way.
You toast it after you make it?
You toast your peanut butter?
I was going to say, wait, you toast it after?
I toast it before. That's an important fact.
Because I was going to also say toast the bread, lightly toast. Because otherwise, it's like when you go to those restaurants and it's like a toasted sandwich and you go, well, here goes the roof of my mouth for the next freaking week. Because it's too hard. Got to be very careful.
I forgot to ask. What kind of jelly did you say?
I like strawberry personally.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Strawberry jelly is where it's at.
Why are you all saying jelly?
I know, jam, preserves, whatever.
Preserves.
Oh, yeah. Joe with his fancy French water and his jelly with fruit in it.
Celebrity fruit.
Yeah. What a butthole.
Yeah. We're adults, damn it.
Peanut butter and mango.
Well, yeah, we're adults, but we're still talking about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Hey, yes. Yeah. You don't outgrow the delicious taste of that, though.
Do you use Jif with your preserves?
Absolutely not.
Do you have fancy peanut butter you have to stir to get the grease back into?
I don't even use peanut butter.
What do you use?
A different nut.
Almond Which butter.
One? Not cashew.
Your own?
Almond? Something? My own?
Jelly and Joe nut?
A jelly Joe nut.
Kelly.
Yes.
Between 1 and 50.
47.
Do you prefer to eat leftovers or throw away food?
Eat leftovers.
I love leftovers.
I do too.
Sometimes I enjoy the leftovers more than I enjoyed it as its initial course.
I love putting leftovers in the fridge. I do. I feel good about it. I look forward to eating it. And then 2-3 weeks later, I ask myself, where are all the containers for things? And then I open the fridge and dump all that food down the sink and turn on the grinder.
But the answer, you know, that you were looking for wasn't what do you do? It's what do you prefer to do? I prefer to eat my leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I often don't.
I prefer to eat them in the car ride home if I am not driving or if I am driving. That's usually how long leftovers last.
What about, do you ever cook at home? Like real food, not just where you do your Joe thing and eat ingredients?
No.
I didn't think you did.
No.
No.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'll like pour salad in a bowl. I don't eat it right out of the bag.
Oh, you must be exhausted.
Yeah. Wow. You own a bowl?
Let me cook. Wow.
Three of them.
What is better? Desserts or appetizers? Kelly Cheese.
Desserts. Mm. I have a sweet tooth.
Steve?
Same.
Joe? Say appetizers.
I think appetizers. I eat more of those.
I do eat more appetizers now that I think about it. Yeah. When I sit down at a restaurant, the immediate thought is, oh, I wonder what their appetizers are. But after dinner, I'm like, am I hungry enough to eat dessert? Because that's what I really want.
Yeah.
But I ain't got nothing wrong with appetizers either now.
No. I think, we eat more of them.
Okay, let's say you go to a restaurant.
More of a variety.
Before you look at the menu, the person paying says, hey, we can either get appetizers or dessert. Everybody has to pick now. You're voting
kind
dessert.
Of animals I'm
voting
making dessert. That announcement before.
Probably someone who runs a radio station revisiting. No, not really. That's what I'm imagining.
Really weird.
No one has ever said that to us, but that's what I'm imagining. I'm imagining that being said when we sat down in Wilkes-Barre and Kelly went, oh my gosh, y'all, they have cheeseburgers. And we said, shut up, you hillbilly. Yeah. Big people are talking.
Next thing you know, you're going to have to poop.
I couldn't believe it. I saw a cheeseburger on a menu.
I know there was context to that, but I don't think
there was. No, there wasn't. It was still
y'all,
more enthusiastic than should have been.
Wow, at a bar, Kelly.
Yeah. It's called like cheeseburger runs.
Wait till you find out about the beer they have. You're gonna be over the moon. All right, appetizers or hot wings? Appetizers or dessert?
Dessert. Because if you eat appetizers, you run the risk of ruining your entree, which I look forward to. If I'm going out for a good steak or something, and then after that, if there's room left, there's nothing better than, for me, a piece of cheesecake and a cup of hot black coffee.
That's so sensible.
Oh, man.
It's so sensible. So you hate it, don't you, Joe?
It's so good.
I do.
So
it's like he's shouting in your face.
There's no chance of an appetizer ruining my hunger.
But if it's a garbage dessert menu, then sure, give me some appetizers. Yeah. I need to overeat when I go out.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken in an omelet. Okay, or too many stages of a chicken's lifestyle in one bite?
I've done it before. It's good.
Yeah, I like, definitely,
gross.
Sure.
Some avocado.
It's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken.
Yeah, I love chicken. Yeah.
Both great separate.
Diced tomatoes.
Can't be together.
Cheese, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I honestly, chicken bacon, with maybe a little sausage gravy over it and an egg on top.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, all the farm animals.
All of them.
Do you make a chicken sit and watch you eat it, too, just to make it more punishing?
I would, and then I'd kick that chicken
in
the head.
Yeah, who cares?
Make me another one.
Watch me eat your babies and your dad.
Yeah. That's great.
It's three generations of chicken genocide.
Yeah.